Yeah, you know, over the past 12 years here doing Ask the Pastor, I know that there have been times where people have called in or emailed just to see what I was going to say on an issue.
You know, we get that all the time.
Yeah, like sometimes because it's curiosity. Sometimes maybe for not so pure motives. The point is, no matter what is asked, I do my best, asking God to lead me to answers in His Word and not just my own bent or my own thoughts, you know? So I'm going to give you a couple of examples of what's been asked over the years here. This is one of the earlier ones.
Are you single?
No, wasn't that one. yeah, this one's really weird. It's from the first year. In Genesis 30, verse 25 to 43, Jacob was separating his flock from Laban. There were ones with stripes and speckles, and Jacob put strips of bark into the water trough, and the flocks mated in front of it. Was there something special about the bark?
You just all sorts of fun questions.
Yeah, that was one of them. You know, another one would be something like, how come the Bible contains pornography? You know, they're kind of referencing the Song of Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but really, I love all questions that come in because no question is a wrong question to ask. Go ahead and ask away. I mean, like, it's like what teachers always say in school. The only wrong question is one that isn't asked, you know?
Yeah, especially if it's with the right heart, like not just to fool around, but to actually be like, okay, this is something that I'm curious about. What does this mean? What's the importance of this? Like with the bark and the sheep, you know? Like, yeah. It sounds ridiculous, but it's a legitimate question that someone has.
Yeah, and you know, who's to say that, you know, your question isn't one that maybe 100 other people have been dying to ask, but they just don't have the courage to, and you asked it.
Let me tell you one of my favorite memories here on Ask the Pastor, okay?
Okay.
And unfortunately, this one, like, people are expecting something funny and sarcastic. But no, I was reading through Proverbs. I don't know if you remember this. I think it was, like, last year or the year before. And I came across this this proverb, and I wish I had it off the top of my head. But I asked you, I was like, hey, like, I got this question. Can I just, like, go for it and, like... You know, you're not going to like spend time looking into it. Like, I wanted to see if you could answer it on the air. And I asked what I thought was a super specific question, but then you had like the perfect answer right away. And I was so blown away. I was like, oh my gosh, you know? So that was a fun memory.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's those types of things where, you know, there is no prep. There is no like, okay, it's on the spot. Go.
I'll get you though. Give me time. give me time, okay? I'll formulate something, okay? Oh my gosh. But thank you for that question, and thank you for your willingness to be harassed by my ridiculous ones, Andrew.